Let's bring in Jason Jones. He'll love this. Jay, what'd you think of Bad Black?
I ain't even mad at the hat today. I'm just laughing at the hat today, man.
Okay, they're 1-1 with a game 3, and the Giants just are doing what right now? Shouldn't you be worried about
celebrating 10 years of a championship?
Shouldn't you be worried about your Rams right now? They're 1-4.
Shouldn't you be worried about the malice that Machado's throwing the baseball at Dave Roberts? Just there was intent there. Well, it was malice.
We all know Manny's a classless player. It's no shock.
Stop it. Don't do that. He was a leader. Did you see him leading them in game 2? He said, come on, guys. Let's get together. Let's stay focused. He's a leader now. He's grown.
Theatrics, whatever.
He got away from L.A. and he grew up.
Okay. So? Whatever. Yeah, man. You're damn bad. Your Rams are 1-4. Stop. I know. But we feel good about getting the split in San Diego, right? We feel good about that?
I think the Dodgers are going to win the series. I think they're going to – I think it's going to game 5 for sure.
Yeah, see, you with us. See,
I don't think they can – I'm not sure they can win the World Series, though, because their pitching ain't good enough.
The pitching was a concern from the jump for me this year. And all the guys they brought in to pitch got hurt. This is crazy.
Couldn't happen.
It's like now, and I'm going to need my homie Mookie Betts to get a hit at some point.
Breath.
And I need the Dodger fans. When the ball comes into the stands, don't move out the way. What are you doing? Why are you letting him catch that? Yeah. I'd have smacked Profar's glove out of his hand.
It's a fair game. He's in the stands.
Yeah. I'm like, it's in the stands. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
They don't watch baseball. They don't watch baseball. I don't know what it's
just embarrassing. Just embarrassing behavior all the way around yesterday. But or what was that, Sunday? Yes, yeah. Terrible.
More embarrassing than the Las Vegas Raiders?
Yeah, because the Raiders are the Raiders.
Well,
I mean, when your hopes hinge on Gardner, like I said, I've said all year with Gardner, he's going to give the other team at least one. He's going to give them the ball at least one time. What happened? And this time it turned into that was one of the more debilitating turnovers I've seen in a while. I mean, they're about to go up 17-3. and then it's 10-10 and they just never recovered.
Damn. That was tough, man. 101 yards?
100, yeah. So that's okay. I locked in on Bad Blood after that, on Saturday. Sunday didn't really happen. College football didn't happen on Saturday for me either.
Oh, damn.
Nothing. Bro. All that happened on Saturday was Bad Blood in game 1 of the Dodgers. Nothing else happened.
You should have been
on Sunday.
You should have been on the sideline with Michael Irvin. You should have been on Cal's sideline being Cal's version of Michael Irvin.
Well, maybe I could have targeted someone, and that could have, that would have helped him. I don't know, man. That was let's be positive. Let's talk about something happy.
Talk about Bad Blood. We can talk about that. That's what we're talking about.
Let's not take me back to that place. It's too early for me to go get some shots or anything. It's too early to drink. I got work to still do today. I can't, I don't think they want me turning in like drunken stories today.
Like the Kings are going to be in some close game. No, that's my fault. That's even me. That's on me. My bad, Jay.
I didn't say. Y'all called me the hater. That wasn't me. I didn't even say.
Well, there was nothing wrong with what he said. It just wasn't bold. Everybody else had bold proclamations. And we just got a random old, they'll be in close games.
That's breaking news.
Well,
NBA team will play close games.
I just think the deadline just crept up on our man Anthony Slater. He was like, I got to turn something in. These guys are going to be in close games, and DeMar and De'Aaron are going to do their business.
Stall him out. They got my man doing a lot of work.
They do. That's our guy.
He's covering two teams. What'd you think about Bad Blood?
I'm getting used to this whole 5-match format.
Yeah.
I think in any other world, I think the cage match should have been last. But, when the Rock comes back. Yeah. When you figured the Rock must be coming back for them to not close with that. Cause that was making me cringe a few times. That's not like a little, your normal, usual little Nick bleeding.
They both bled a lot.
I said, these guys are leaking. And I wasn't sure if CM Punk was falling down for real? Or, yeah. But if he, you know, him, the idea that he would have needed oxygen, people forget. I think me and him are like the same age. So that was, you know, that was a lot. And, you know, I'm glad they're going to get Cody away from the bloodline a little bit. You know, do something. You know, I think, you know, Kevin Owens was overdue to turn heel.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to be Kevin or Randy who would turn heel first. You know, but I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was an enjoyable show. You know, you get The Rock back, which means we're going to get more Rock Instagram promos where he can curse and do whatever he wants
and wear his stupid ass belt out like it means something.
Yeah, that to me, that is such. If he weren't a heel, that wouldn't work.
Oh, for sure. It's a great heel move.
Him being a heel, and he can remind us Muhammad Ali's widow gave me the People's Championship as if like that. Yeah, I mean, it works so perfectly, you know, going back to the crazy Versace and, you know, love you, Dusty, hate your son.
that was actually a great line.
Yeah, go eat your good. Fruity pebbles. I mean, there, like I said, I enjoyed it, you know, and I think there, you know, I thought it was an enjoyable show.
I'm looking. We were just kind of talking about what's next.
I haven't got my Rock shirt on. Got my Project Rock shirt. So
shout out to Project Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Rock.
I mean, I'm not boning like y'all today. This is just, you know, a $37 Under Armour shirt, but hey.
Well, not balling like
that. I don't make the big bucks at the Athletic, you know.
That's D-Lo that you're trying to catch up to. That's who I'm trying
to. Man, you'd be stunting too, man. You'd be stunting too, you know. Let's not act like.
Why do you do this? No one believes you when you do this.
I don't know why. It's the truth.
I mean, he act like he come there like, you know, in a 3-for-10 white t-shirt from the liquor store or something.
Well, I hadn't gone to Quick Stop.
Yeah, like he went to the swap meet, got 5 white tees. He's like, that's all I do.
I go to Old Navy. I get me some V-necks. You know, I wear that.
Yeah,
you know? I'll go to Kohl's and get me some
Old Navy. Do you go to that has DaVinci? I need to go to that Old Navy.
Well, that's not where I got that from. But yeah, you know, I go to Kohl's. You know, when I need a nice little just white t-shirt or a black, you know, I'll go to Kohl's. It's nothing. You know what I mean? I'm a common man. Yeah. I haven't seen D-Lo in just a common man shirt, and I don't know how long.
Yeah, you're not Dusty Rhodes and polka dots, pal. You're not a common man. Keep it moving.
Yeah, now. We don't want to hear you talk about hard times.
Yeah, ain't no hard times over here.
We don't want to hear about, you know, a computer replacing you on the microphone. You know, hard times. You know,
give him a watch. Kick him in the butt. Send him on their way.
I worked at the station for 20-something years, and all they did was give me a watch. Hard times.
Hard times. But with the bloodline, we both kind of have the thought that Rock may take over, the bloodline will split, and Rock will take the solo bloodline, and Jacob Fatu, and Roman and the Usos will have their own bloodline, and they probably set that up as soon as Survivor Series, huh?
Yeah, War Games. My thing is, I don't want. I like Jay. What Jay's doing apart from them, I'm like, do you really want to mess with? To me, what makes the Jay story work is that Jay has nothing to do with them now. Mm. Like when I talked to Jay earlier this year, he purposely was like, I got to wear different colors and everything. Like I have to, like, you know. He did say when I talked to him that eventually he said him and Jimmy would get back together. He said it wasn't done forever. He said, I know we got this match coming up at Mania, but don't worry. He said, we'll be back together at some point. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see it yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can go Rock. Not you can go Roman, Jimmy. You can, I don't know, convince Sammy. Maybe they got to have another brother or cousin somewhere they can bring in.
Yeah.
Does Rock. Man, I just thought of this. Because, like, how do you get Cody involved in all this? Does Rock actually beat Cody?
That would be crazy.
There's been talk about that.
Rock beats Cody, goes to Roman at Mania. Roman, babyface Roman, mm-hmm. beats heel Rock.
That's kind of the way to do it.
And burns that stupid-ass belt the Rock comes out with.
That's kind of the way to do it. You still have Cody and Roman you know, to do some stuff and to SummerSlam.
Yeah, and Rock tells the stories like you couldn't beat him and I did.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, there. I guess the way, and remember, Paul Heyman's not back yet, so it's like, you know, if you get Paul Heyman involved, maybe he pulls on the Cody Dusty, you know, I learned this business from your father. Mm. He was one of my mentors. Help me defeat this crazy, you know. I mean, who knows how far they can go? This thing can go on forever.
Because,
you know, Jimmy and Jay have kids. So by the time those guys are done, their kids will be ready. You know, Jay's got a kid and goes to Morehouse. He's got a kid in college.
Get Naomi involved somehow.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that for 5 years.
We've been waiting for, you know, yeah. Naomi goes over with Roman and her husband. Then they go and get Nia.
I seen new pictures of Tamina.
I saw those. Yeah.
She looked like she was trying to get back.
Oh, I missed that. I guess
Superfly's another pretend cousin, though. That's the thing. But I guess it's no more pretend than The Rock.
Yeah, somebody said Rikishi was. We know what Rikishi was doing when he wasn't on TV. He's got kids. I mean, just
wait till Antonio Cromartie's bloodline comes along.
Oh, wow.
Oh man, but yeah, I think they're in a good. The other little monkey wrench in all this too is because my thought would be, all right, you get the belt off of Cody, and now you can have, because they're trying to angle this. I see where Seth could be saying, "Hey, I helped you, like you wouldn't have won without me." Mm-hmm. I give and Seth and Cody, but you got Seth and Punk. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, feel like that.
I think that's part of how Seth turns heel.
Hmm.
He's like, I was your shield, and then you pull this. Now I got to deal with you people cheering for this guy who tried to ruin our business and CM Punk. Mm-hmm. Kind of how it instantly turned Drew heel. Mm-hmm. I think, but if Punk doesn't get hurt, Punk probably is the guy who's the heel earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now, I think you got to turn. I think either you let it happen organically. I think even if it happens organically, the fans are going to probably stay with Punk. Mm-hmm. So I think you've got enough tension now, story-wise, whether it's like, you know, I got this big dude. They'll probably make Bronson Reed a third cousin of the bloodline before it's all said and done. You know, I get jumped by this dude, and then
I'm married into the family. Here comes Braun Strowman, the newest member of
Someone like I'm marrying, like R-Truth is like falls in love with Nia so he can be part of the bloodline.
I can see that happening. That's funny.
That would be gold. It'd be like he starts following her around everywhere because he wants to be in the bloodline, and the only way he can get in is through marriage.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Triple H, you use that. I want credit. Now I want to check if I use that.
There you go.
That is fantastic. I think y'all sleeping on the Cody heel turn. That's the one.
I can see that too.
That's the money right there.
Yeah, Cody, I can see that too. Who's he
turning
on?
I wonder if he's making too much money right now. I mean, that merch.
Well, that's
money.
The other thing. Yeah.
Kind of like with Cena. People said, how come they never turned Cena? They were like, you know how much money that guy is making for them with merch?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Cody's like top five on Fanatics overall, not just in W. Like,
yeah,
overall.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think it's a little different because I think Roman started selling as a heel.
Yeah,
Roman wasn't selling, you know, before like he is now. I think so. I think I don't know if you want to mess with that. I mean, and Cody's kind of going into that space where it's like he's like a face of the company. He can do the Make-A-Wish stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and you only get a couple of those guys, I think, at a time. And, you know, he's kind of clean cut enough, got the wife and the little kid. That picture his wife posted of the baby looking at Kevin sideways is hilarious. You know, I think it'd be much harder to turn Cody now.
I got you.
I mean, it can't happen. I mean, if Terry Bollea could turn heel in the 90s, anything's possible.
Well, it pales in comparison to the heel turn he did in the 2000s.
Man,
for those that didn't pick up on that, terrible way, it's Hulk Hogan.
He went all the way. He went all the way. Like, oh yeah,
he said it's me. He put it's been me all along.
He said you thought 96 was a heel turn. Watch this, pal.
Wait till you hear what I said about my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh man.
Well, goodness gracious. Preseason basketball is back tomorrow.
Well, preseason has been back, but Kingston.
Well, I mean, back in America.
I mean, I admit I watch zero of that stuff. I'm already kind of OD'd on the Bron and Bronny pictures from the preseason.
That was funny.
That was still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but the
it
LeBron
was cool,
part was funny.
And they're going to do
LeBron
it again
running up
ring.
To take
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to do this. They're going to. I mean, I guess you kind of got to get it in now. Well, be the South Bay Laker.
So let me ask you something. I was thinking about that. Do you? But so you just talked about him being a South Bay Laker. Do you have to? Like, if he's on the roster, if he's on the bench, like that first night. Don't you have to get that moment over with? Like, don't you plan it? Like, we're going to put Bronny in at such and such time. We're going to get this moment done because if Bronny's ever on the bench, it becomes a when is it going to happen? What is it going to happen? What is it going to – isn't it just better off to get it over with?
Well, Jay, real quick, I hear you. And I half jokingly said this when the schedule come out. I think it should happen – the second game against the Kings, because that's the first home game.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
But I think that your point is well taken.
If you're J.J. Redick, do you want to answer questions in game 18 about when are you going to put Bronny in game?
That's right. You plan it, and you just get it over with so you don't have to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know, you let him go out there, they get your photo ops, and now get back on the bench, Bronny. We're about to send you down to the South.
Well, you can let him play for a few minutes, Jason. You don't have to...
I don't mean, you know what I mean. You know,
Jason's
I don't
like, go, hey, go take a picture with your dad and sit your ass down at the end of the bench.
It's like Roy Williams putting on the walk-on seniors on senior
Bronny
day.
Comes out with his right. sign. Today is, my name is Bron. This is my first game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying do all that, but I can see how it could just be kind of annoying if every game, you know, if you're J.J. Redick. You know, but Bronny's already had one of the best pressers already of the preseason. Like, the vibe is good from what I heard how it was last year. I'm like, my man Darvin catching straight.
I say, JJ can't stop taking shots at Darvin.
Yeah, it wasn't even JJ. It was Bronny. He was like, yeah, from what I hear, the vibes are good compared to – I'm like, wow, poor Darvin. He's just somewhere with his hands in his pocket on another team and just catching straight from a guy who's
– Treating Darvin Ham like he's Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. Talk about privilege. My man failed at Denver, so his homie gets him a job in New York and they get another guy fired.
That's crazy.
Because Aaron Rodgers looks washed as hell.
Talk about it.
Did y'all watch the game on Sunday at all?
I didn't see it. I saw a little bit of it.
For some reason, maybe because it was like 200 degrees, and I'm going, oh, my God, he's awful. And every time he makes a mistake, he stares down the receiver.
No, he's been awful. He's been awful all year.
I mean, that one pick where he like threw it over everyone, and there's like two Vikings like, oh, wow.
He's
and
done.
So, of course, we got to fire Robert Saleh. I'm not saying that I don't know the inner workings of the New York Jets, but I also believe they had – if everything's equal and healthy – they were at best the third best team in that division. So when the owner's talking about these high expectations, I'm like, based on a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles surgery?
Well, that's not fair because they went out and got an elite pass rusher through trade. Oh, I'm sorry. They decided not to play him. They decided not to play him.
Well, they did. What you said is factually accurate. They did go get an elite pass rusher.
I said, who did they get? Oh, yeah, the guy who's not playing. Yeah. And even with that, their defense hasn't been off. I mean, they could have kept Zach Wilson to have three picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And and that's why I think the Raiders should hold up Devontae until the Jets give them what they want because they're clearly desperate.
Yeah.
I watched that game, and what I took away from it was, my God, Aaron Rodgers is washed. Yeah. Like, you can see what he's trying to do, but he can't do it anymore. He can't run. You know, even that last pick, well, he's throwing the back shoulder fade. That was nowhere near his back shoulder. My man threw the ball all the way in the guys on TV. He tried that. And they're like, he's got to be ready for that. How about this? How about you don't skip mini camp on your ayahuasca tour and work with your teammates?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, is anyone going to hold Aaron Rodgers accountable?
It doesn't seem like anybody will, except for us.
He's out here telling Pat McAfee to go visit the Berkeley Marina. Talking about they did a documentary about something that allegedly happened there. I'm like, and like I said, it's, you know, Aaron's a Cal guy, but my God.
You don't have to like him just because he went to Cal. Yeah.
Something's wrong
you can tell him
dude.
To go to hell.
Yeah, something is wrong with that dude. I'm like, who goes on national television and says, go visit the Scott Peterson area?
Come on, man. Come on now. See, and you can.
Everyone's dumping on, people are dumping on the coach and whatever. I'm like, hold up. The coordinator is your homie. Mm. That's your boy.
You can treat Aaron the way NFL players treat the college when they're mad at him. You know, they say they're high school instead. You can be like, man, Aaron went to Chico. You ain't even got to say he went
to
Cal.
Aaron needs to say Butte College. On Sunday, Aaron Rodgers, Butte College. Don't claim us right now. And the thing, I know some of his college teammates, and they feel the same way about him. Mm. They're like, this don't even, yeah, we don't know what's wrong. I'm like, the offense is struggling. Well, their starting quarterback was getting high during minicamp. That might, you know, they don't have any chemistry. I don't know. Maybe the guy would have showed up in May and didn't decide to take psychedelics all offseason. Maybe that would have helped. But, you know, best of luck to Robert Saleh. He's going to get paid handsomely to sit there and chill and, you know, probably end up on TV talking, you know, it's by the end of the season.
They escorted that man out.
Now, that was uncalled for.
They treated that man like he stole boxes or something.
They didn't have to do
it. I mean, I was like, what are you got? He ain't the one stealing from y'all. Number 8 is the thief right now.
Talk about it. Can you imagine coaching this sorry ass team and then you get escorted out past your coworkers by security?
They were like, tripping.
Like he came in there and like cooked the books or something. I'm like, really?
Escorted him out.
I'm like, yeah, like he did something wrong. It's like, okay, you gave me a 40-year-old quarterback. You give me a pass rusher who you didn't give an extension to, who won't show up.
That's wild.
You keep trying to convince the world that Garrett Wilson is like the next coming of, like, I don't know, Justin Jefferson. You keep trying to convince. I mean, and that's that whole New York hype thing. Like, yeah. they told people before the year how great Garrett Wilson was. Maybe he is. Maybe he needs a quarterback.
Mm.
You know, they can't
maybe
run
Breece
the ball.
Breece Hall was the number one pick in a lot of fantasy drafts.
Yeah, it wasn't in mine. I didn't trust the quarterback. I'm like, this dude, I mean, you know what's wild? When him and Kirk Cousins had the same injury, Kirk Cousins got injured, and Kirk looks way better than Aaron, but Kirk Cousins isn't 40.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just think, and like I said, I also think Kirk didn't blow off the offseason program to take ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aaron's behavior has been completely disrespectful to that franchise.
And that franchise has allowed it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They have allowed it. It's like the moment they did all they could to get Aaron, Robert could have just resigned that day because the team was no longer his.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to be. And the fact that, you know, like I said, I've watched a couple of Jets games. That's the beauty of my whole NFL ticket. Hmm. And I'm like, they just look – what I was watching on Sunday, I kept saying – they look like a team that hasn't really been able to practice a lot together. They look completely out of sync. And if their offense is contingent on Aaron being the Aaron of like 5 years ago, good luck with that.
Yeah. And you talk about the disrespect. I mean, the disrespect he showed to Bob Saleh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like in
public, more than one occasion.
Like, yeah, like, yo, how's this supposed to work?
Yeah. How do you decide you're going to go get your ayahuasca on and don't even tell your coach you're not showing up?
They did him dirty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Saleh could have quit that day. Like, if no one in the organization is going to come out publicly and say Aaron Rodgers is wrong, well, what are we doing here? Like, you know, where's the accountability?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Aaron will have a nice presser at some point and he'll be like, you know, I know what's going on. You know, hey, we just got to relax. You know, he'll do his Aaron Rodgers stuff and it's Aaron being Aaron at this point. I mean, I hope Devontae has fun playing with him.
That ain't happening. That deal isn't happening.
I wouldn't even care where Devontae wanted to go at this point.
Yeah, I'd get Devontae out of there.
I'm fine with that.
And we talked about...
I meant the deal to the Jets. I don't think that's happening. But I'm perfectly fine if they trade Devontae.
Jay, we talked about it earlier because AP looking a little rough right now, man. And I don't know if he gets fired during the season or nothing like that. But
I don't think we're close to that. I think there were signs about the Devontae thing before this season, and they made a mistake in not dealing with it in the offseason. Mm. I mean, if you weren't going to go out and get a capable QB1, there was no need to bring Devontae back. Mm. Knowing, like I said, the man said in the whole receivers deal, I wanted them to bench Jimmy or I was out of here. Mm. And it's like, okay, that's clearly, I mean, and one of the options, Aiden O'Connell, you know, say what you want about Jimmy. He is better than Aiden O'Connell unless he's hurt. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you're saying, then like I said, he spent half that series just talking about how it was all Jimmy's fault. Everything was Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. And he acts like we don't get to watch games and see him drop passes. Mm. So, I mean, they definitely made a mistake because you should have handled this in the offseason. But at least that whole situation gave us Max Crosby going after Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, he did do that. My thing though is if I'm AP, because I don't like a lot of the things I'm seeing from AP right now. He looks in over his head, to be honest with you. And the Devontae thing is kind of the icing on the cake. But if I'm AP, I got to get Devontae out of that locker room.
Because I think that would be a big thing. Yeah.
Because one of the things that could be happening is there might be some gullible young players that ride with Devontae because he's Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. And they're choosing right now. They're picking sides, it feels like. And I feel like you got to get him out of the locker room.
I think that, you know, I don't know if it got – I think it's – I don't know if they're picking – I think part of it is they weren't the most talented team to start. So you take Devontae off that offense, it's quite noticeable. Mm. You don't have a quarterback. And, you know – The supposed starter, he was out last week, but Zamir White can't stop fumbling. So somebody said he can't call himself Zeus if he can't hold on to the ball. No. So, I mean, I think they have some issues. And it's crazy. And I was wondering about they hired Luke Getsy. Guess who Getsy was with before? He was with Devontae Adams in Green Bay. So it was like another one of those things where we got one of your boys over here, man. What's happening? I just think I think you know what, you play it out, you know without a quarterback you're going to be a top, you're going to be in the running for a quarterback in the early part of the draft. You know, you already saw Mark Davis talking to Shadur talking about you might be home already.
Yeah, I already called the league offices.
My man, I don't know if it's tampering if he's in college. I don't know, but that's a wild thing for the owner of the team to say. Yeah, he might be home already. Mark Davis is already on the next year. Mark is like, man, let's burn this. Let's go ahead and keep losing. I don't care. I want that kid on my team.
Didn't they get magic for that? Oh no, the guy was in the NBA though. It was Paul George, right?
Yeah.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, with the Lakers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I remember back at the day in the B, my old colleague, our old columnist, Aileen, asked Vlade about some guys in the draft, and she quoted him on the record. And Vlade was like, oh, I didn't mean you for to quote me. I was like, yeah, Aileen, you probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, the league isn't, even though to me, tampering is one of the dumbest things they talk about.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, they're like, well, don't tamper. Really? Is somebody going to stay out the draft because the GM talked about them? Like, what is it? What are we even doing anymore? Like, the GM can't reach out. That's okay. I'm going to tell my other three players to call you. And then after they call you and I talk to your agent and do all that other stuff, you know what? Then at 12:01 or whatever time they said, now is the first time we've talked. And wow, we have a contract done in 28 seconds. I wonder how.
Yeah. God, those guys. Yeah. Like those Malik Monk.
Well, yeah.
It happened here quick. When Malik we're Monk quick. Signed. We found out right at 3, reported it at 3:01, and boom, we had it. It was
like all that legal stuff they got to do.
It's nothing.
I mean, that Monty McNair is a genius. I mean, how does he do that? How does he get a contract done in less than a minute?
Look, Aileen wrote, and Vladdy said, yes, LeBron is under contract, but we're going to sign him to a multi. He was like, whoa.
There's still nothing better than Magic saying
it was not like that, but hey, the way the NBA acts, it's like, you know, hey,
There's still nothing better than Magic saying, yeah, I was sitting outside of LeBron's house till 12:01. Like, nah, Magic, it was 9:01 because you were in California. It wasn't 12:01.
Like, you know what? I'm going to be extra safe this time. I'm going to wait an extra 3 hours before I go in there.
He goes, wait, 3 hours late for a meeting with LeBron James. Come on, Irvin.
He was letting the NBA know. I was not there early. I camped out. But why would he be there? Because it's not like they were planning to talk at all. I mean, it's all a joke sometimes. It just cracks me up. I'm just like, these fake rules they have, like the two minute report, another fake thing.
That's tough.
You know, it's the targeting rule in college football. Don't get me started.
It's that time of year. 2 minute report.
It's back. I'm sure the Kings will be screwed in it tomorrow.
Let's show you why your team lost, and we're not going to do anything.
We're not
going to
fix it. Or we'll lie and say, no, he actually was fouled. You can't see it, but he was fouled right here.
Yeah. I'll never understand the last 2 minute report. Like, let's embarrass our officials for the world to see, so they can get even more hate online, you know, or better yet, maybe the officials can tweet about how they can't get any sleep after that call.
Sleepless nights.
They couldn't sleep because, you know what? We cost LeBron a game. So we got to give him 3 more now because, our bad.
Jay, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Thank you.
All right, this thing has gone left as usual, but it's good.
Go Padres. Right. Let's do work, baby.
Come on, Kenny. Remember, let's go Dodgers.
Let's go. Let's go Fathers. Let's go Fathers. Let's go Padres. Let's go, baby.
It's not Father's Day, man. Stop that, man.
All right, Jay. Jason Jones of The Athletic there.